you said that we should follow Varnashram Dharma. So to what extent or in what sense do you want us to follow Varnashram Dharma?
That Swamiji told your Gurudev.
As he said.
Has he told?
Yeah, he said.
Daiva Varnashram Dharma.
Yeah. If Brahmachari, Brahmachari.
Mm.
If Grihastha,
oh, like Grihastha, mm-hmm. Srivas Pandit and others.
Mm.
Yeah? And who is Vanaprastha, he should also. Mm-hmm. And Sannyasi also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? This is Varna Evang Ashram Dharma.
Mm.
We must follow. We are not Paramahansa. That is why he told.
And Varna also? Working according to our Varna. Propensity. Also Varna means?
I told you.
Sudra.
Varna, Yung, Ashram, both.
Sudra. Vaishya, Sudra, Kshatriya, Brahmana.
They should... Which is favorable for bhakti, they should accept. Not other things. No smart kriya. Father, mother, sadhya ceremony, funeral ceremony, other things, not according to. If fire sacrifice, Vaishnava Riti. And also marriage, Vaishnava Riti, not a smart, this.
Ladies' position in Varnashram Dharma. You've always emphasized ladies and gentlemen in bhakti equal, like this.
What? Bolche bhakti the lady or purusha saman adhikar ache. In Varnashram Dharma, what is the position of lady in Varnashram Dharma?
Like Sita Devi, like Arundhati,
Anusuya.
Gargi, Maitri. They have given so much respect than any others. Like Rishis, Maharshis.
Draupadi, Kunti. Ahalla, Tara.
Srila Prabhupada has said that ladies are very good and men are very good, but together not very good.
Swamiji bolchen ladies are very good, gentlemen are very good, but both together not very good.
If grihas, then okay. Not grihas, then
together not okay.
Not very good.
It will be the cause of fall down. This is Maya. Even Vishwamitra, Brahma, Shankar, Kamdev has defeated them. Only Narayan Rishi he could not defeat, and Narad.
In ISKCON there was problem, because supposedly, according to Varnashram Dharma, ladies less intelligent, lower position.
No, don't think like so. Never.
Now, ISKCON is to think like this according to Varna.
There was a big problem there.
Yes, certainly.
And the ladies they're fearing.
Respect to ladies. What I give. And I want that every should. According to qualification, we should give.
So, also in management positions in the society, ladies can take.
Well, in management in society, ladies can take or not?
Oh, so much. In India, Indira became
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
Even in England, Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister.
Sonia Gandhi from Italy. So, not just making babies?
Huh?
Not just making babies?
Oh, so many babies. Indira Gandhi has two beautiful sons. One became Prime Minister of India. Sonia also had two sons.
One son and one daughter.
And he may be once again Prime Minister.
She's chairperson of
And Congress. In America, Mrs. Clinton.
America.
In even
Quintal's wife may be
next president.
And the Speaker of the House is Nancy Pelosi.
I am a family man, Gurudev, and I have a family, and I see the girls are also always more intelligent than the boys.
What? He is a family man. He has daughter, and also he sees other children. He sees that girls are more intelligent than boys.
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah, he knows. Where is he? He was sick yesterday.
One thing I want to clarify. Yesterday at the walking I told that there is a specialty of mind preaching and
Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I told that his disciples, sannyasis, almost fall down.
Brahmacharis.
And my rear. But you should know that I was not going to defame him or
disrespect him.
Disrespect.
Minimize his glories.
You should know all that from 1946 I am serving. So much that was very much pleased. And from beginning I used to do kirtan and he used to do part, Bhagavatam. Very good explanation each word as he has done in Srimad Bhagavatam. And you should know also that in the last time, understand?
Last days of his life in this world.
He called me and I went there. And he took his hands in his hands and began to weep and told that I have done something wrong. I have told that Gaudiya Math sannyasis, brahmachari, they only eat and sleep. Only I have told it.
To inspire.
To encourage them in preaching.
My disciples.
For preaching.
Really, it is not. Otherwise, how I can have think that Sridhar Goswami Maharaj is my
Shiksha Guru.
And I took sannyas from
Yes,
Maharaj. I respect all. So, this I you should tell that I'm begging
pardon
from them. And you should know that I've collected so many thousands of disciples, but I could not train them well. So please help them. And with your own hand, you should give me samadhi. There were so many Tamal Krishna and other his disciples. But why he told to me? Because he has accepted me as Siksha Shishya. He has written one letter. Once I wrote a letter to him, that why you are taking the name of A.C. Bhaktivedanta? Your sannyas guru has given Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. You should accept that. Don't write A.C. Then he told that, I am
accustomed.
Lachar hu.
Compelled.
I bank account everywhere. In America and there, my all accounts are by this name.
So
I'm bound to keep AC. Then I wrote, then anyhow, we don't want to accept this name.
Not so only that, his legal name in passport also AC Bhaktivedanta Swami, so he could not change all these things.
After that, I wrote him, I have written, so So are you unhappy? And are you angry with me? No, I don't care. We have transcendental relation. I have with my Gurudev, my also this relation is with you. It cannot broke in any way. You have served me, and I'm very satisfied and happy with you. So what I told, not to defame him.
Or not to minimize
always
his glory.
You can see that everywhere I glorify him. Gaurubani Pracharine, that book you should read, how highly I have done. Any ISKCON leader cannot do like this. Yesterday I heard from
Padmanabh
Maharaj that once Swamiji was in Hawaii and his all prominent disciples were there, and he told, I know that you are not qualified for sannyas. I know so many anartha attached to
material
worldly affairs. Oh, so much attached for money, I know. But even I am giving sannyas you. And brahmacharis I am giving red cloth. No qualification. But why giving? As a
battle commission.
To preach, I am doing. Almost so many will fall down. I know all your this. But even there is some
benefit
for you by that, by preaching glorification of Krishna. Harikatha telling and hearing, oh, you will gain so much. So, he has himself told.
Yes.
About, I think, 90% they have fell down sannyasis. Even today, I see Jagadish in Sharanagati. In France, so many still going on.
Harikas.
So if they were with me hearing Harikatha like you, oh, they would have never fall down. And I told, not for myself, in Gaudiya Math everywhere like this, that brahmachari sannyasi, very rare they fall down. I've seen in ISKCON all the pujaris, married, and if not married, very soon they marry. But we don't allow them to do so. So I was not going to defame him or dishonor him. You don't feel anything.
Thanks.
Not just in private.
You were there?
I was not there. My god brother was there. He told me. He was present at the time. And he told me. Srila Prabhupada told like this.
So I have not defamed him.
No. He has told publicly in Los Angeles temple. He has made that statement.
Aniruddha Prabhu has one question.
Thank you very much. Srila Gurudev, you remember the Costa Rica farm? When you went in 19...
Oh, yeah. One sannyasi.
Yes.
Fall down.
This farm belongs to ISKCON. But most of the devotees at the farm have taken initiation from him.
From you.
From you. Oh. Then Guru Prasanna Maharaj now is kicking out all of your disciples. So they brought to me and said, please help me. So me and another devotee called Yadu are taking the case to court.
Oh.
And also we are doing like a public campaign.
Public campaign. Yes.
Saying to people, this man, Guru Prasad Swami, wants to unfairly sell the farm.
Yes, unfairly.
So one devotee told me 2 months ago, Be careful, Prabhu. You're committing Vaishnava Parad because you are criticizing me. But I said, I am duty bound. I had to help my God brothers. So, right now, next week we're going to submit the case to the court. So probably, Krishna may, we can secure the farm. But I want to ask you, if I fight in this way, because you said very clearly yesterday, there are Marian Adhikaris, even their followers don't criticize them. But I am bound. In a legal case, I had to fight.
If anyone is bound, he may tell like this, no harm.
This is not criticism.
Thank you.
This is not
criticism. Right, reserve for this.
If I am telling any disciple that, sannyasi, not good, he is not following me, Guru Parampara, and he is criticizing others, so be careful. This is not criticism.
One thing is, you know, Virabahu Prabhu, his wife, Gorapriya?
Yeah.
So I brought a letter saying, why you have double standard? The head pujari in Krishna Balaram Mandir is Srila Narayana Maharaj disciple.
Yeah, Mukunda Prabhu.
The lawyer who is defending Guru Prasad Swami is your disciple, Satchitananda. So why are you saying, because he brought a letter, we don't want any Narayana Maharaj disciple at this farm. You have double standard because Gorapriya is living in MBT, he's gone. This is a strong follower of Narayana Maharaj.
Yes.
So he got very angry. Don't bro to me anymore.
Anyone who will once hear me, he cannot return back.
Yeah, it was.
Then that is why they fear and they don't allow their disciples to come to me. But I have no difference between my disciple and Swamiji disciples or their disciples' disciples.
Grand disciple.
Oh. My door is open for all.
Yesterday, my God brother Harinamananda Prabhu, when you were giving class, he was praying to Krishna, I want to have a close relationship with Gurudev. And then, when you were leaving out the temple, you come and approach him, and you said to him, who are you? So he's taking that as a sign. That he wants to establish a closer relationship with you.
I met him in Costa Rica.
He's very serious Prabhupada disciple. He wants to have a closer... I want to serve you intimately, so he wants to know how. He took it as transcendental. He was amazed, startled. How he knew?
Hear me more for 5 days more.
Four days.
Automatically our relation will be tightened.
He wants to serve, but he wants to know how we can serve you more.
Should I tell the story?
Anyhow, he can.
Yesterday? They told already there.
They told already in Hawaii.
Yes.
Srila Gurudev.
What do you say?
I was on morning walk with Srila Gurudev and Brajana Prabhu and Sripad Madhav Maharaj 1 year, maybe 2 years ago in Venice. And I was a little bit upset with some of the activities of ISKCON. And I asked Srila Gurudev, are these people, are they aparades, offenders, or are they asura, demon? And Srila Gurudev said, he said, they are my children.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Vrindavan Prabhu ki jai.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Can you say what is Maya? Yesterday class?
It's hard for me to speak on the spur of the moment without prior
What?
He says Maya is
it is hard for me to express.
I was
with
thinking
entire preparation.
I was thinking of telling the story of Narada Muni, who thought he had conquered Maya, and then he bragged to Shiva and Brahma, and then Vishnu himself, and then he went away, and then became captivated by the lady, wanting to get married. And he asked Narayan to please give him his beauty for one day, but Narayan gave him the face of a monkey. That is very, very nice katha.
What is Maya?
Dvitiya Abhinivesh. The desire to be second Krishna, and that creates everything.
You should know that Maya is of two kind. Really, Maya is Jog Maya. Its function is in Golok Vrindavan and in Prakat Leela of Krishna. Ras Leela Jog Maya Mupashritaha. Without Jog Maya, it cannot be. So, in this world, no function of so much of Jog Maya. Maya means here all know worldly Maya.
Mahamaya.
By which creation, what? Three, two, three.
Creation, sustenance, and destruction.
Is done.
Generator.
This is
operator.
Maya, shadow of real Jog Maya. And also you should know that by which in this body, I am this body, and this is relatives and all are mine, wealth are mine, oh, this land is mine, all this mine, and myself, oh, this is Maya. Attachment to relatives is also Maya. And destruction also Maya. So we see everywhere. Maya can defeat anyone. In Kali Yuga, especially to sannyasi, she attacks. So be very careful. This is Maya. We think that, oh, wealth will save me. My relatives will help me. But no, this is Maya.
How does Maya attack the sannyasis, Gurudev, and how can they be saved?
Because they see that, oh, he's best person to be
attacked.
So how they can be saved?
Only
by
once a month
guru.
They can save.
Saranagati of Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava. Only. If they will see that no one is controlling me, no one to control me, then he will go in the lap of Maya. And those who always remember Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava.
Hare Krishna. I have two questions. For so long you've been asking about who is top book distributor. So you've been asking who is top book distributor. Number one, two, three, book distributor. You've asked me for so many times. Which devotees? So I've used, we figured that out. We know who's number one, two, and three. But we know by quantity, by how many books they distributed. So we are wondering if that's the best way to measure, if there's any other way by quality, because the only way to measure right now practically is through quantity. But there's some doubt, Brajnath Prabhu, if you can help me, of how, if we could measure other way for next year.
Some devotees are telling, in ISKCON, they used to encourage number one, number two, number three. Then by so many tricks and hook and crook, they used to distribute books, and they all left that service. Many of the topmost book distributors, they gave up everything, and now they are completely in Maya.
Also, yeah. Created problems with the public.
Be careful. But
anyhow,
some recognition.
We should give some reward.
Now, yes. How they can judge here? Who is the top? Somebody going to top and
how many books there are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only this one.
I know. That's what Radha Kanti Prabhu told me. Only way is through how many books.
Yes.
And other question is, we are inspired to give a big recognition, ticket to Kartik. But some may think that that's too much.
Well, they are thinking the Huli first and second, third book disease, they'll arrange a ticket for them, air ticket to go India in Kartik.
Oh, we should decide. Committee will decide.
Okay. Treasury committee.
Telling.
Don't block the sun, please.
That when any devotee came to him in the street before he became a devotee, he gave him a book. And then Madhavrata said, I have some questions. And the devotee said, I have no time. I have to distribute more books.
But even they not give time, he became devotee. If they give time, what will be his position?
Oh. Then he will be top book distributor.
Ticket to Kartik.
Ticket to Kartik.
Commercial approach.
Srila Gurudev, yesterday you mentioned the difference between you and our Srila Prabhupada was that you are training your brahmacharis and sannyasis, and that they will not fall down in future. So I wanted to say that in my experience I have also seen this, that in your sangha and those brahmacharis who are with you and who have been with you for many, many years, you have trained all of them. You have maintained the standard and told them very strictly that they must never, never give up their brahmacharya, saffron cloth. But during the time of our Prabhupada, he encouraged brahmacharya, but he did not enforce.
Beginning. And that is why he did.
Yes, but he did not enforce that by force. If they wanted to marry, no problem.
In fact, in the beginning, he arranged the marriages.
Yes.
In very beginning, yes.
Because he saw that they are not capable, so then he arranged. Yeah.
Was very, very intelligent. Very intelligent. Anyhow, he
took their energy.
Arrested them all. By hook, by crook, by money, by... He trained them to make money also. If they will give up much, they can
maintain
their life.
Gurudev? I have a question. Since beginning, you're always asking that we form a society, this Sangha. Now they're doing. Yesterday there was a big meeting. So some devotees, they're asking a question. I have a doubt. Also, I have this doubt. That especially in Western, those who come in management positions, they tend to be very strong.
Pushing.
Forceful. So how can we best avoid this? Because many are asking this question. They're thinking, again, we will become like ISKCON or any other institution.
Yes. They are afraid, the devotees in general, hesitant, that if we have any society, then leaders will try to control us. Yeah. And
like
that is like we have experience in ISKCON. That is
why here, yes. No controlling. I don't want to control. I have love and affection for them. By love and affection, I used to control.
Now, Gokul is telling that who will be manager in the society, their nature will be to control everyone and force them to everyone.
Why?
Like ISKCON they did.
I always remind them, think you are servant of the mutt. All, I'm making you mutt commander to serve all. Not thinking that I'm controller and I'm head. If doing anything, consult with them and then do. And don't say that I am controller monarch.
When I see all institutions like ISKCON, even our situation in Bhubaneswara, you told they're also doing like that.
That this is
but
not
only one institution is not like that. That is Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Before it was you and Srila Tripura Maharaj, Srila Brahma Maharaj, and now we have Madhava Maharaj and
Premananda.
Premananda
Guru Dev, when we came to Kartik and we saw how everything is managed, and there was no meeting, nothing.
Nothing. No
automatically,
meeting at all.
Automatically.
Yeah. Still only no prasad.
And then we were surprised. How it is possible? We have to sit down meetings, and you so have this time. Job, you have this job, and if you don't do this, then everything will fail. But in your sangha,
nothing.
No meetings, automatically.
But
Gurudev, always when it's properties, money, is always greed. How we can avoid that and the way we suffer in ISKCON when Srila Prabhupada was here, nothing of this happened before. After his departure, everybody started fighting for properties, temples, kicking out the bodies, and ambition and greed come to the society and almost destroy them. How we can avoid that?
What?
How can we avoid that in the future, because there will be properties, money, and of power, authority, it sometimes devotees who are in those positions, they become greedy. They want
corrupt.
To corrupted, you know. They want to get for their own self. So he's asking how in the future we can avoid that this will happen in our sangha.
That controlling committee, the members should be very selfless. And Saranagat to Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna, and detached from worldly wealth and worldly desires. I want to make members like this. But even Maya, it may be, but we are trying by this.
And Gurudev, in the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he said all members should change, right? After some time.
Yeah, the chairman.
Chairman.
GBC do not change, but chairman.
I'm also directing directions of management state clearly that every GBC member should be re-elected every 3 years. New GBC.
Yes,
in directions of management. So they have obfuscated it.
Oh,
we should follow.
Narayan Prabhu.
Son of Narayan.
Your son and also son of Narayan.
I have noticed over the years that a lot of the ISKCON devotees or even management, that they have a tendency to go back to their old ways. And they have... so how can they... just like they may think, I'm doing the right thing, but maybe they're not, and they're overpowering or too like heavy with them. So how can they avoid that kind of mentality or that
purity?
Kind of
what they're telling.
What is selfless?
In the absence of good association, any leaders, they may, again, take habits which follow the habits which they used to follow before. Bad habits, being controller and one thing. How can that be avoided?
That they will fall backwards into their old ways.
They don't want to follow. They can.
You know that bhrashtachara was in Satyayug,
corruption.
In Dwapar, in Treta, Kali Yug more. We are trying, but even it may come, but we should be careful that. In a father, two sons, they quarrel and one shoots
the other.
Other, instead of loving. So this is world, and this is why we should chant, remember Krishna, be Saranagat to Krishna and Guru. That is why. Without this, any scheme will fail. Yeah.
It always seems that these devotees who are persecuting others are there, and sometimes I'm thinking this is Krishna's arrangement to teach us to be more tolerant.
But
persecuting.
There are many devotees that they persecute other devotees. It means, you know, persecute, they
unjustly charge.
Yeah, unjustly they accuse devotees or they ban devotees like this.
Is this Krishna's arrangement? Teach us to be tolerant.
Maybe this is Krishna teaching us how to be more tolerant.
No, this is not
Krishna's arrangement.
He never
Kali's arrangement.
Likes things like so. He's very merciful and kind.
This is Kali's arrangement.
But he's merciful and kind in a very...
The persons who is thinking like this, who is selfish and want to cheat others. Mm-hmm. Cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Guru Dev, you know Paramadvaiti Maharaj? You know Paramadvaiti Maharaj?
Oh, so much.
He said that the basic problem is that American devotees have this fundamental defect because they are trained to be successful. So by nature they are selfish. That was
so I want to say
Gringos. The American devotees say
hey, I was just born here.